Hey, it's Carol with Hot 97.3, and I am covering some good news in our listening area, showcasing people that are doing good, helping others in our community during this difficult time. Now, this week, I have Robin from the Des Moines County Historical Society and Hysterical Stitchers, and they are making masks for the community, doing an amazing job, making an impact, doing good around our listening area. Robin, how are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you, Carol.
Now, the Hysterical Stitchers, are they part of the Des Moines County Historical Society?
Unofficially. We are all, well, most of us are staff, and our board of directors wanted to keep us working. And we were busy doing exhibits and the normal business of the museum and doing, you know, membership drive, whatever. And we saw there was a need to make masks in the community. And myself and a couple of the other staff members who didn't know how to sew, I have a lot of years' experience sewing, but a couple of the other members of the staff said they'd be willing to try. We just kind of found the pattern online and got to talking to a couple of other members of the community, and it just kind of snowballed, if you will.
Yeah.
We started out with just two of us, one cutting, one sewing. And then we added a person to help fill orders and take phone calls. And now we have four or five ladies that are helping volunteer, members of our board, friends, who have all just joined in. And we, some days we production them because we have some pretty big orders. Other days we fill to an order. You know, there might be somebody that just wants one or two. But we've had a couple of very big orders, which to us was very big, you know, 50, 100,
right,
et cetera. So we're just stitching away.
Now, where did you come up with the name Hysterical Stitchers?
Well,
I love
because
the name
of the Historical Society, we have frequently mentioned ourselves in the context of being hysterical, only because it's easy to say that instead of historical. We just added stitchers to it because we had to come up with something that indicated, you know,
right,
we were sewing. So, and the board was very excited when they found out that we could do this with the resources that we had. A few of us brought in our sewing machines and irons, and we've been blessed. We've been using the proceeds that people have donated to buy more material, more thread, and like the rest of the mask makers in the community, struggling to locate elastic and bias tape, but we're doing okay.
Right. Now, did I read on Facebook today that you've reached 1,000 masks?
We're over 1,000, yeah. I think
Wow.
We're closer to 1,200. And we still have probably 400 or 500 on order, or that people have ordered. So we started keeping track of it really more as a, I wouldn't say it was a joke, but more because I'm a numbers person and I just was curious as to,
right.
I also wanted to, you know, if people say, well, what do people get more, mediums, smalls, larges? So we wanted to track that and see what the, you know, what the community was needing so that maybe if we ever got caught up, we could get a little bit ahead. But man, we've been so blessed with orders that we have not really had an opportunity to get very far ahead.
Right. There's great demand.
People will call us and they'll think they can just come down and shop the mask store.
Oh.
And
doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't quite work that way. We'll take your information. We'll get your order added to our stack, and we'll just get busy sewing. We've been really lucky because we've had all kinds of beautiful fabric prints and stripes and solids, you know, some John Deere and, you know, all kinds of different. We had some Iowa fabric donated this week. And
so masks can be fashionable. This is the new fashion statement is the mask. You're being safe, and you can be fashionable at the same time.
And I had a lady wanted to know. She said she wanted one, you know, a navy blue underwear with jeans, and she wanted to have a black one so that she could, you know, wear it with her dress clothes. You know, I mean, I love that. I think it's really cool. I myself have two, just because it's, you know, that it's I can.
Right.
And
Okay, we're going to take a break and get back to some music here. When we come back, we'll have Robin still with us, and we're going to talk some more about the masks they are making at the Hysterical Stitchers, part of the Des Moines County Historical Society. And we're going to find out maybe some things that they need and if they need any more volunteers to help out. So stay tuned. Okay, everybody, Kara here, back with you with some good news. We are still here with Robin from the Hysterical Stitchers, who is part of a group making masks, much needed masks for our community during this time. The Hysterical Stitchers are part of the Des Moines County Historical.
Actually, we are the Des Moines County Historical Society. And when we started doing this, we actually said, oh, we're just a bunch of hysterical stitchers. So it kind of stuck. You know, we were just kind of making fun of ourselves, you know, because it's really not. I mean, we're a museum and a historical society. And,
right.
But we came across an opportunity to help the community. It's just kind of blossomed.
Okay,
but
great.
Mushroomed. I don't know what you want to say.
Exploded in goodness.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I like that one. Yes, yes.
Now, where are these masks? Now, a lot of individuals are ordering them. Are any of them going to organizations or hospitals?
Yes. Nothing that I know of directly to a hospital. We've had some of the nursing homes ask for them, and many local businesses that are still up and running, several restaurants, a few other, I would say, office, you know, small business office setting type. But the bulk of them are still going to, well, at least they're being ordered by individuals. We don't always know where they end up, but we suspect if someone orders a dozen or more, it's because it's for an organization and not necessarily themselves.
Right. Now, are you in need of any supplies? If someone has a lot of stuff at their house and is able to donate, what kind of things are you needing?
Well, we had, have put out almost a daily request for if anybody has any quarter or eighth-inch elastic, which we figure probably at this point in time, most people have brought it to us. But if there's any sewers that said, oh, you know, I haven't sewed in years, but I'll bet there is some down in my, you know, chest or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So elastic, but it needs to be the really narrow stuff. We people have tried to bring us 1-inch and wider elastic or even 1/2-inch. It doesn't really work well for the pattern we're using.
Okay, so narrow elastic.
Yeah. Single fold bias tape is another thing if anybody has single fold bias tape. And then fabric, if they have any, you know, fabric that they would like to donate, it doesn't take more than actually 9 inches of or a quarter of a yard. We can make 2 masks out of. But we do appreciate it if they wash it, because we do not, without us taking it home ourselves, we don't have any way to wash it down here.
Right.
And we actually had requested if there were any seamstresses who would like to spend a couple hours, here with us, they'd be welcome to come down and join them, the hystericals, as we stitch.
That sounds so much fun. Join the hysterical stitchers as they stitch. If you are interested, where can they contact you?
Well, they can call the Heritage Center. It's 319-752-7449. Or they can contact us on our Des Moines County Historical Society Facebook page. And just let us know, you know, that they have something for us, or they can drop it by. We have our the old children's library door, which is the Bart Howard lounge entrance. Yes, that door is open usually between 10 and 4, Tuesday through Saturday. And we promised the board that we wouldn't go over our normal working hours.
That would be easy to do, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
Okay, everybody, we're going to return to the music, and we will be back for one more segment with Robin from the Hysterical Society telling us how you can order a mask from them. So stay tuned. Okay, everybody, it's Kara back with Hot 97.3 and some good news. Today we are showcasing Robin and the Hysterical Stitchers, part of the Des Moines County Historical Society, making masks for all of us in the community that need them. Now, Robin, how do we go about ordering a mask? The same phone number and Facebook if they want to order a mask.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
752-7449.
449, yes.
Or the Facebook page for the Des Moines County Historical Society.
Correct. Correct.
Which I accidentally said earlier, Des Moines County Hysterical Society, when I first called
and
you.
You don't know how many times that happens where we accidentally say that when we answer the phone. This is a wonderful place to work. It is a wonderful organization.
Yes.
And we're truly honored that we're allowed to keep working. And our machines are all 6 foot apart. We're trying to do our, social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a setup that when you come in the door, we have a counter there so that it separates the people picking up their masks from the workers, the
right.
stitchers. And so we have all of the orders all packaged up and ready to go. You give us your name, and we give you your package. And then if you want to make a free will donation, that's also, very appreciate. We appreciate
yes.
that very much. We've had people bring us pizza and lasagna and pop and candy. And
you're well-fed.
So, we are, yes. Too
nice.
Well-fed. I say that we're going to have to run around the building every so often just to kind of burn off some of the calories.
The quarantine 15, I think they're calling it, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, thank you, Robin, and thank you to the hysterical stitchers from the Des Moines
yes.
County Historical Society. You are doing
yes.
amazing work to help our community.
Well, thank you very much. We're proud to be able to serve our community.
Yes, and the more people that are wearing masks, the less spread of this virus.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Okay, well, everybody, contact Robin, contact the Des Moines County Historical Society, the Hysterical Stitchers, if you're interested
yep.
in volunteering to make masks,
yep.
or if you need to order, 752-7449, or the Facebook page for the Des Moines County Historical Society. Thank you, Robin, so much. You guys are superheroes in my book.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm happy to showcase you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that is Kara's Hot 97.3, some good news SGN segment for this week. If you know someone in the community or a group of people that are spreading cheer, spreading joy, helping each other out during this time, message me on Facebook.com/Hot97.3. I get all the messages on there, and maybe you can be on some good news next week. Also, if anybody's interested in making a cool SGN sign for me, message me that as well. We are spreading the good news of what everybody is doing in this world to help each other out during this time. Okay, everybody, we're going to get back to the music right here.